All right. I'm here to say, you know, that I've come over this and I've experienced such great liberation and peace of mind and being back in unity with the church and not addicted to this stuff. But, you know, I've got friends. I have one in mind in particular. He's a deist, and he just says, you know, he chuckles and says, you know, haha, you fool. You know, there's nothing wrong with this or masturbation, and I don't know how to reach
him. Does he have a reason for why it's not wrong? The reason I ask this is, though he's a deist, he would subscribe to some form of morality, I imagine. So, as G.K. Chesterton said, art is like morality. It involves in drawing the line somewhere. So I'm sure there is somewhere that your friend would draw the line and say, no, that is absolutely an abomination. You shouldn't do that.
It's
right?
Like child porn.
Child porn or what have you. Yeah. And you could say, well, why? I mean, who are you to judge? Right? Mm-hmm. So that might be one method. You know, you might try and show to him that there are objective moral values and they are independent of what he or you may think. And what we need to do is to get to the truth of those objective moral values and duties. But secondly, what I tend to do when I'm talking with someone who is not a Christian is I will appeal to desire. So if speaking to a man who struggles with this and doesn't see the problem, I would say this. Is this the kind of man you want to be? Do you want to be, one day, the kind of husband who sneaks away late at night while your wife is sleeping to get a fix from your laptop? You know, do you want to be the kind of man whose daughter stumbles across the pictures or the links that you've got, you know, hidden? And I think he would say no. At least if he's taking you seriously. If he wants to be funny and smart, sure, he'll say, I don't care. But if he's going to be serious, he'll say, yeah, I have a problem with that. And you'd say, well, why? Like, why have a problem with that if it's no big deal? Look, think about these quote-unquote adult bookstores. The reason porn stores cover up their windows and offer back entrances isn't because their clientele are misunderstood revolutionaries, right, plotting the demise of a sexually repressed culture. It's much simpler than that. The reason they do that is because their clientele know that what they are doing is wrong. Simple.
John, is this a married guy?
Yes, he's married.
Does he seem happy?
It's hard to tell. He seems very smug, though.
Yeah, shocking. Does his, do you know if his wife has a problem with his behavior?
I've never met his wife, so I wouldn't know.
One thing I would often do, too, is say, yeah, you know, maybe you could just talk like this, just strictly personal. You could say, huh, I don't know, man, maybe that's your view. You think there's no problem with it. All I know is, I don't know, my wife's body is enough for me. I think she's worth fighting for.